This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies, perfect for a night out in Haifa with comfortable temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that a drone exploded near Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, escalating tensions with Iran. This happened just under an hour ago. Also, JNS says Hezbollah's veto has broken Lebanon's government, blocking a potential Iran deal. This insight comes from earlier today. Also this hour, Forward highlights that Hezbollah rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. That update comes from earlier reporting. Separately, I-24 News confirms that an Israeli airstrike eliminated top Hamas security officials in northern Gaza. This occurred overnight. And finally, Axios notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This announcement happened days ago but remains politically sensitive. Here's what people are saying online. Posting just minutes ago, Israeli activist Hen Mazig described Iran as a toxic regime, arguing peace with Lebanon could have been achieved long ago without its influence. Meanwhile, Hivey Buzo of Middle East 24 posted earlier today that the Lebanon-Israel deal could lead to Hezbollah's disarmament and reduce Iran's grip on Lebanon. Joe Truzman, a conflict analyst, shared 3 hours ago that Hezbollah member Ali Salman was buried today after returning to combat and being killed by the Israeli military. Let's go deeper. Starting with the drone explosion reported by Ynet. The incident involved a drone near Israeli forces in southern Lebanon amid rising tensions with Iran. Iran's foreign minister criticized the Lebanese president for allegedly allowing Lebanon to be used as a base for attacks against Israel. This development raises concerns over further military escalations in the region. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, JNS highlights how Hezbollah's power undermined Lebanon's government, blocking the Iran deal. The group's influence has controlled Lebanon's foreign policy for decades. This continuing control may hinder diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel was rejected by Hezbollah, according to Forward. The group's rejection complicates efforts to de-escalate tensions and highlights the challenges of securing lasting peace. Separately, I-24 News details an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza that targeted senior Hamas officials. The operation killed the deputy head of Hamas's security apparatus and 3 commanders. This strike follows continued efforts to dismantle Hamas's network. And finally, Axios reports on Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal, although politically sensitive, might play a role in advancing peace negotiations with Iran. Its success could reshape diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on Rami Levy, who has been documented erasing images of women and girls in swimsuits at his Givat Shaul branch in Jerusalem. Separately, Tech reveals that Lightrix is splitting into 2 companies and cutting 75 jobs. The Jerusalem-based firm's restructuring focuses on AI and video models. And finally, Ynet Business explains how rising token bills force tech companies like Uber and Microsoft to reassess their heavy AI use. The costs question the value of agentic tools in the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.